Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. Our guest is from Canada, although he does work with everybody. And he is John Vong and one of the principals at localseosearch.ca. And we will, of course, have links to his website up on the radio blog. But we're going to be talking about your business and search engine optimization and the return on investment, and share some stories with what happens when you pay attention to SEO in your business. John, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've made time to do this.
Thank you for having me, Michael. I'm honored, and it's a delight for me to be on your show this morning.
You know, this is a wonderful tool that we have, the ability to podcast, and you and your partner there in Canada also do a podcast. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up.
Yeah, it's been a couple years of putting a lot of grueling hours and time, but it's definitely passion that drives us and where we want to make an impact and educate as many people on this subject matter because it is very complex and there's a lot of false information on it. So just getting through that clutter and letting people know and be more aware of what the truth is all about.
Well, let's talk about the truth of SEO. You know, there are lots of folks, and we run into this all the time through our advertising agency, where people give that not a second thought. And they think, well, okay, I'm putting a blog out there, whatever I'm doing, and I don't need to pay attention to search engine optimization. Let's break that down. I mean, it seems odd that in 2020 we're talking about defining SEO, but I think still people don't perhaps understand what that is and what it can do. So I'll let you go. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So search engine optimization really is about positioning your website so that it becomes more visible and naturally appearing on Google, the first page, typically on the organic section, which is the non-paid section of Google, which potentially could be on the map or below the map. And as a business owner, if you have been running a business for many, many years, you know the importance of being found on Google. And I always look at it like a traditional business before the internet or before computers existed. How did these traditional bricks and mortar businesses survive from year after year, decades after decades, and generations without the useful tool of what we have at our disposal today with technology? They ran good, solid businesses, awesome businesses with a great product line, services. They took care of their clients, right? They had great, unique selling propositions. They knew what they stood for, core values. They really relied on referrals, word of mouth, and just took care of their community with providing an ultimate, greatly good service and product. So now transition that to digital. How do you, as a business owner, let other people know about how awesome you are online, right? So that's a challenge because it's a cluttered world where Google is where people now start and end their decision-making, buying journey and process. How do you get in front of the ultimate customers that you want to get to buy your product or service, right? And that's where an agency or yourself, if you're skilled at really uncovering what ultimately what Google is looking for. And what they want to do is position business owners who are the experts, the thought leaders, the authoritative figures in that niche or domain or that locale to ultimately appear. And that means hard work, just like running a business. It's not going to take It's not hours or days or weeks or months. It may take you years because you really need to know what Google is looking for and what your competitors have done and where is your starting point, the benchmark. So there's so many unknowns, and that's why it's a very cluttered space and there's too much noise. No one really knows, but if you know how to run a good business, you understand the importance of creating a good website, storefront, creating good content, like put up images, videos, written blogs, making sure you have testimonials, third-party reviews, all the stuff to position yourself as the expert.
Correct. Everything that John just said is critically important for you to understand. And going back to your first comment about what businesses do pre-internet, they would do word of mouth, but they would also spend loads of money in traditional advertising, radio advertising, television advertising, print advertising, and signage, whatever it happened to be. And now, as more and more individuals out there are doing their shopping, they're looking, there are now more people that know more about a vehicle than what the salesperson does in the showroom. All they're doing is trying to make a relationship with salespeople. So having the ability to be found is so important.
Exactly. I think you brought up a really good point. Today with technology, there's an abundance amount of mediums where people are consuming content from social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc., YouTube. And then, of course, there's search engines, and people consume it at different times at any time today because technology, your smartphone is more powerful than your laptop, desktop 3 years ago, two yep. years ago. Your phone with the camera, it can take videos that are great quality as opposed to those DSLR and those other cameras that you had a couple of years ago. So technology has ramped up. The speed of internet has ramped up. Real-time information is now expected of you, right? So the past couple of years is kind of not what usually would occur. Like traditionally, like you mentioned, it would be radio, television, trade shows, newspaper, directories, where people would only consume information 24 hours, 48 hours, take you months to create a design, yes. signage, and then get that awareness out there. But today, people expect things instant, yep. right? And that's the difference.
And it's a lot of work. You are absolutely correct. And one of the things I found for many, many business owners is they look at this and they go, well, look, I'm really busy manufacturing self-weasel winding torque inducers and then selling them to the public. I ain't got time to do all of this stuff that needs to be done. And that's where I suspect somebody like you comes in.
Yeah, so with SEO, because it's so many different variables, right? It's not like a creative ad design, like putting a brochure together and delivering it, right? Where you have a call to action, some service, products, images, etc. SEO is a moving target. Google is always updating their algorithm for the best user experience so that they can serve up the best websites for that individual who's searching for those services, products, or whatever keyword. So you as a business owner want to stay top of mind, present, active, right? Engaged, looking for ways to be served up and become more visible in multi-channel, multi-search abilities with multiple keywords, right?
Right.
So what that means is because an SEO agency, we're always on top of not just industry level, what's going on in search and Google, but also ways of what your competitors are ongoingly doing as well, right? So staying on top of mind, and this means a team, not even one individual, right? Like you might be good at writing content, but you might not be strong at technical development, right?
Correct.
Or creating good content. So that's why we have an agency with multiple types of people that are experts in certain scenarios and situations, right? And that's what an agency can really do, elevate you to have more of a presence online and become more visible when people are now looking and spending the majority of their time on Google.
John Vuong is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a principal at Local SEO Search. We will, of course, have links to his website up on our radio blog. I want to talk about four specifics, if I can. And you mentioned some of these in your answer to me. How important? Let me back up. You indicated about search engine optimization and where Google ranks you on a search page. You mentioned that there is the side of the page that is not paid, and then there is the paid side. What's your finding? Do people click on those paid ads, or are they more inclined to take a look at the organic stuff?
I would say I'm the average consumer. I'm a user that hates being disrupted and pushed information at me without being in control, right? And I take Google very similar to, say, Yellow Pages, where I used to work as well. I was there for 5 years, where if you were looking for a specific contractor, a service, right, you would go into the Yellow Pages section, type, look for that category, and then make up your mind based on ad size, information, and then call a couple vendors before you make your decision.
Right.
Or if you know the name, like the branded search on Google, you'll go directly to the white pages and find out who they, you know, someone referred you or whatever, you know their name, call them up and get a quote. So Google is exactly the same way. The way they monetize is through ads at the top, up front. But as a consumer, as a user, they want to be in control. They believe Google is providing the best information for you. And therefore, if you're appearing naturally, you get majority of the clicks.
Yep.
And those people who are paying for those ads, as a user, you know business owners are paying. And therefore, yes, if you can't find what you're looking for organically, naturally, you're going to click on those ads and get quotes. And typically, I feel those ads are great for emergency type of services or products because it's very transactional, right? Versus if it's a long or a bigger purchase item and a long-term relationship play that you're looking for, Google organic is where you want to be.
Yep, I would totally agree with you. All right, let's tick down four areas where you alluded to and how they can be assistive to your SEO. I'm under the impression, and I've talked about this for years. As a matter of fact, you'll love this story. I did a presentation for an organization about 8 years ago where I was stressing the need to blog. A business blog, how important that was to SEO, not only that, but also telling your story in your voice and how to do that and where it should appear. And my feeling is that it should appear on the front page of your website so that the content changes. Is that still true, John, that when Google looks at websites and they start to rank what's there, are they still taking a look at your website and say, well, wait a minute, nothing has changed here for 6 or 8 months. Gosh, let's move on. Or, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, freshness and relevance, right?
Yes.
I believe, and ultimately we do a lot of A-B testing. We have a lot of clients and we do best practices. I would focus heavily on putting out great content.
Yes.
And it's not the frequency level, but it's more about the research and depth of something that you feel is very important for the audience members to know about. So if that means putting out once a month or once every 3 months, it's okay as long as there's depth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus trying to push out content that's short, you know, no substance, right? And it's really just forced. Do not do that, right? I would say put in the time and effort that you know that's more newsworthy or something that's related to what your audience readers want to hear and watch or read. That's when you put out information.
I would agree. So that still remains, I would suspect, an important thing to do. My story is that I presented to this group 8 years ago about doing a business blog. And in January of this past year, I was with that group again. And a fellow, interestingly enough, from Canada, John, came to me and said, you know, I was in the audience 8 years ago when you were talking about the business blog, and I thought that was a bunch of hooey. Who would ever pay any attention to me and my story? But I thought, you know, I know what my business is. You're supposed to know what your business is. I'll just try it and see what happens. He said, I can't tell you how that has improved my ranking with regard to where I sit on searches because we're telling our story at least every month and putting content out there that's relevant to what consumers want. So, yeah, it works.
Exactly. It's positioning you as the expert, right? And
right.
It's your stories, your side. As long as you're putting the content to the right type of people. So writing for your audience and not for search. So there's a big difference there because people get so caught up about wanting to rank on Google. Don't think about it that way. Think about wanting to serve your clients.
Sure.
And Google will figure it out as to who they will serve up on the search.
Absolutely correct. And the first part of that, John Vong, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The first part of that, isn't it, that you got to know what your consumers want?
Yes. So that's the ultimate thing. Like, if you haven't been running a good business, search engine optimization will not transform your business. Because if you're not taking care of your clients, or if you don't know who your ideal customer is, what's your value prop, your service level, your price point, and your who your competitors are, and your you know, persona of your ideal customer, you cannot write and build a website to try to attract those people.
All right. You need to
know who that is.
Absolutely. All right. A couple of other things that people do. We talked about podcasts a bit and how that is becoming a way to connect with people who are time starved right now, as a matter of fact. And they can get you and your message wherever it happens to be. What about video? You mentioned video. How important is that?
So, as you know, there's many forms of content out there. Video being one, audio being another, podcast, written being what Google crawls and indexes on the search result. And, of course, there's images as well.
Yeah.
So there's different formats of content. And if you believe that different people will consume content differently. They may enjoy watching a video versus reading a blog piece, or they enjoy looking at infographs or images, right? So people are swayed by different forms of content. So you need to understand who your audience is, what kind of content would work for them, and focus on that format. And really put emphasis on quality and making the best it can be so that you can serve your clients well.
How important. Good stuff. Let's talk a little bit about ROI for a moment, if we can. Because as you and I both know, people go, you know, this sounds really good. But if I'm going to invest in this effort to increase my search engine optimization, I've got to see some results. Can you share with us maybe a story of a client that came to you and said, hey, look, we need a little bit of help. You don't have to identify names, John, but we need some help. Can you be assistive with this? And what happened?
Yeah, definitely. So as I mentioned earlier, I did work at Yellow Pages. And at that time, a lot of my clients, and I serviced thousands of local business owners, where they were frustrated. They were spending quite a lot of money, but they were getting a diminishing return on investment, which means the type of return they were getting was lower and lower. And they used to get a lot of leads and good quality clients when there was no internet and computers, right? So what has transformed is the users are consuming and doing navigation differently today. And you have to be aware of the power of Google and search engines. So some of my clients who started with me early days, they kind of dropped Yellow Pages. And say, I'll just give you some numbers. Like, they were spending $1,000 a month, right? So I would take that and say, look, give me some time. I'm going to rebuild your website. I'm going to put together a campaign where then you're going to get inbound leads of quality type of clients that you're supposed to be getting on any ad campaign. And just imagine 20 years ago when Yellow Pages was the dominant player, now you're positioned like on top of Google, where that's where a lot of people are going to be finding you. You're going to get the same kind of lead amount and quality. So me transitioning, I've seen a lot of customers just say, look, I grew my business 20, 30, 40% annually. Yep. And this is year after year.
Yep.
It's not just a one-time thing. So imagine if you were running a business doing 200K or 300,000 and you grew it by 50K or 60K. If you look at the investment you made, which is $1,000 a month, but it's ongoing. So say 10,000, 12,000 a year, but you make 50,000, that's a 5-to-1 ratio. And you get what the big important thing about SEO is you get the type of clients that you are always intending to get, which is the profile of your ideal customers. And that's what quality is about versus any form of ad campaign, especially if you've tried a lot of social media advertising, Google ads or trade shows or traditional media ads, you're interrupting people's buying decision. But Google is more the user's in control and you're just an option for them.
There you go. His name is John Vuong, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the principal at Local SEO Search. Now, because this is an international broadcast, John, I suspect you can do work for people anywhere, yes?
Yes, so I have been. Majority of our clients are the small, medium-sized business owners because I actually can relate to them.
Sure.
And that's what's very important to me. I have to be in alignment, same kind of core values with all my clients because they are vested and so am I, right? So that's who we really focus to and gear our campaigns for. And we want to help good people who are struggling to get more visibility, but already have an established business.
Good stuff. John Vuong, ladies and gentlemen, Local SEO Search. Thanks so very much for spending time with us, John. We really appreciate that. You and I see eye to eye on so many things.
Thank you for having me, Michael. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
So much to unpack there for small to medium-sized businesses. As you think about your SEO, your search engine optimization, and your ROI, your return on investment. Such important things for you to know and learn about. Once again, that was John Vuong from localseosearch.ca, our Canadian neighbor, and yes, we will have links to his website up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for John Vuong, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.